There will come a reckoning. The sun will rise once again and the tides will turn. The spineless cowards who sing the praises of Donald J. Trump, would-be dictator of America, will soon, mark my words, start to turn on him. In the next months, the lawsuits, the investigations, the indictments will start as a trickle, become a stream, and finally roar out of the sewer pipes in a tsunami of negative story after negative story. One by one, the worms who thought it would help them to stay in power if they supported the big lie and the big liar will realize the man is an anchor tossed overboard they'd be wise not to cling to. January 6th revelations, election tampering in Georgia, grand juries, New York District Court subpoenas, everywhere the fat man turns, more allegations, more disclosures, more indictments, a faucet of corruption and greed pouring out in the media day in and day out. The guy was a crook. The guy was a fraud. The guy was an admitted pussy-grabbing creep surrounded by Nazi-loving sycophants and apologists. And now, the truth will come out. Okay, okay, it's a nice fantasy, but a fantasy nevertheless. Chances are most Republicans won't believe any of the charges against their Führer. Odds are even better that it will only embolden them to believe the conspiracy theorists. Stolen elections, Comrade Biden, left-wing critical race promoters, pizza parlor cannibals, nano-tracking vaccines, Jewish lasers igniting forest fires, Bigfoot, big lie. A promulgation of insane beliefs in a country addicted to social media echo chambers. A country where nearly half of us are batshit crazy. Believe the stories in the New York Times? Don't make me laugh, please. The metaverse looks better and better.